let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Four songs. We had our musical cantata last Sunday, and I just want to continue all the singing during the sermon time with four songs. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing them. Oh my, that would not be a compliment. But the first song is actually our gospel reading. We don't get the Christmas story yet. It's still Advent. But this is how the gospel of John begins. This is the Christmas story here for John. And scholars think that perhaps it was sung as a hymn, perhaps during the opening of a worship service, because it is quite lyrical and poetic. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Can you hear it being sung? What a joyous hymn. My goodness. All about the Word. And the Word, who is Jesus here, as we now interpret it, the Word coming to us in him, Jesus Christ. And did you hear the echo from the very beginning of our Bible? If you want to turn to Genesis 1, the very first chapter, how does that start? In the beginning. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And so this amazing Word was there from the very beginning, creating. And that's how God did it in the beginning, by speaking and bringing forth things just through the Word. What an amazingly powerful thing the Word is. Do you know the power of the spoken Word? Think about how when somebody has called you a nasty word, how does that make you feel? I know there's a certain word I hate being called, and I cannot say it from up here. But it angers me to no end. Yes, power, powerful words, words that can tear down and words that can create. How do you feel when somebody gives you a compliment? How do you feel when you create perhaps your own words in a letter, in an email, when you're being creative? Perhaps you're not a writer, but you have the power to create through your words, spoken or written. That's amazing. And that is what we're saying our Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Word, that amazing power that God is and has always been from the beginning of time. So the second song that I have this morning is kind of different. It's one that Joan Osborne sang several years ago. And some of the words go, "What if God was one of us? A slob like one of us. A stranger on the bus trying to make his way home. What if God was one of us? A slob like one of us. A stranger on the bus trying to make his way home," she sings. And I can't help but thinking, she must have read this part of John, because I think to her, she's assuming that God isn't one of us, has never been one of us, and we know differently in Jesus Christ. But maybe she only read that first paragraph of John, assuming that God's just out there, this amazing creator God, and then has taken a step back from creation and is over and done with after creating the world, because she obviously hasn't heard that Jesus Christ is one of us, a slob like one of us, right? And I think how sad. She knows perhaps the Word part, the Word that came and created and is so powerful. But perhaps she doesn't know about the God who comes close. And I think that's what this Sunday is all about, is God coming close. Because it's interesting that God, who's this powerful person, this powerful being who creates and makes and has only to speak to do it, knows that that isn't actually enough. Because words are so powerful, but how often do words actually fail us? How often have I heard people say, I just don't even know what to say to her after the death of her son. I don't even have the words, I wouldn't know what to say. Or the awe, perhaps, new parents feel at the birth of their very first child. Words can't express the emotion. Or when you just simply don't have words to say to someone you're in conflict with. You're just so mad. Often there are no words to express our deepest feelings, whether they're anger or hurt or joy or even love. So God knew that the word, powerful as it is, isn't enough. The word, you see, it takes until the fourth paragraph of our reading today, all this wonderful hymn, but it happens in verse 14, and that's what we're waiting for still. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. In the Greek, lived among us is tented with us. God came, and the Israelites, you know, were living in tents for much of their journey. God came and tented with us. Came right there and sat next to you in the pew. God became flesh. He put flesh on this word that sometimes we don't even understand, but came to be right here and now with us in the form of a baby. So my third song, after John's prologue and Joan Osborne singing about God becoming a slob like one of us, is one what Alison Krauss says. She's talking to her loved one. It's a love song to her lover. And she says, old Mr. Webster, Webster's dictionary, full of words, old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you love me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. She says the words, all the words in Mr. Webster's dictionary couldn't define the love that I feel for you. This is what God is saying to us this morning as well. Imagine these words coming from God to you. Old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between my heart, God's heart, and yours this morning. The smile on God's face tells you that God knows, that God loves you. There's a truth in God's eyes saying that, you know what? He'll never leave us. And there's the touch of God's hand saying, he's going to catch us if ever we fall. And God says, we say it best when we say nothing at all, because God saying nothing at all is God coming in the flesh. Because our fourth song this morning is the one we're going to sing in just a few days. And the words are silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. God comes to us indeed in the Word. But more profoundly, more deeply, God comes to us in the silence, in the flesh. Because I know there was silence, deep, deep silence on the cross when Jesus hung there all by himself. God was there. I know, even more profoundly, God comes to us in the silence of that empty tomb when the women came and there was nothing. but then the joy of the resurrection. And that deep, deep silence is ours because God is present in and through that silence with us. Because God is a slob like one of us. God's sitting right next to you today in the flesh. Look at your neighbor. And know that God is within that flesh. Know more deeply that God is right there within you. So as we sing that holy song, Silent Night, Holy Night, and as we light those candles during our candlelight Eve service, know that God is enfleshed right here, right now, in you, in your neighbor, and the light is here and now, and the darkness will never, ever overcome it. Amen.